Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, how y'all doing tonight? It's your boy, Funny Man Breezy, coming at y'all from the Man Cave. Tonight we have a good show. It's our Big Beautiful People show. It's about big, beautiful people, how dating, job, life, health, how it affects them and how a lot of things affect them in regards to their daily struggle. We talk with women and men who are on the larger side of life, and getting a kind of a view on how they live and how they date and things like that. So I want to kind of, like I said, give a shout out to some of the people who supported me and listening to things tonight. Feel free to call in. To call in, the number is 213-943-3434. Again, that's 213-943-3434 with your questions, some of your comments. We'd like feedback from our people. We want to make sure we give you guys the full scale in both sides of the story. So we want to make sure we keep that good. The reason I kind of did this is because, again, a lot of bigger people, a lot of people who are plus size, they get a bad rap. They always have someone speaking for them. I want to be able to give them a platform to speak on some of the issues that they come into in the dating community, whether it's work and things of that nature. I want to make sure things are done. And I'm a male, so it's a little different for me. I want to make sure I give people a chance to speak with some people, get some females here to talk about their side of the story in regards to, dating and relationships and things of that nature here. Keep, like I said, again, the number for you to call in is 213-943-3448. I'm sorry. It's 213-934-3448 to call into the show. So what we're going to do, like I said, as a big guy myself, there are certain things that maybe held some of us back from getting better positions or better things of that nature. And I want to make sure that we know that no matter who you are, being confident is probably key to having a good life and a good thing of that nature here. So I want to make sure everybody who knows this know that we're not talking about big people. Yeah. And so, and my first guest that we're going to be talking to, I received a message from her via social network, and she said this is a topic that is near and dear to her. We're going to give her a call, and we're going to have her on the show here. And so we want to make sure that, again, all my listeners and all my callers get the utmost respect from me as a person and also as my guest. I mean, don't get me wrong, we have zero, and I mean zero, filter on my show. But again, I want you to be educated with your responses. At the same time, I want you to also have something smart to say. I have no weary for the ignorant. Without further ado, let's call up my friend.
Hello?
Yo, Lex.
Hey.
You are on the Breezy Hour, and you are talking to Funny Man Breezy. Tonight's episode, again, I know you chimed in. You said, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, just checking. I want to make sure you're saying you're the Breezy episode here. Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
There's a little
don't mind my phone. I know. But I'm here. I can hear you.
This is live radio here, so.
it's fine. I can hear you just fine.
Okay. So what I want to know is a little bit about you as a person and how, and like I said, don't give us your weight. Okay.
I have no problem giving my weight. be honest.
There's an echo.
I'm not ashamed of it.
So.
Okay. Well, I'm 33.
There's an echo. You hear the echo?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's good. Anyway, so I want to know a little bit about yourself and how. Okay, that's. We don't want to make the other women feel uncomfortable with that. So let us, you know what you can do though. Let us know what size dress and bra you wear. That'll help us out.
Okay. Well, I really don't know what size bra I am. It's been a while, but last time I measured, I was a 50F, and I wear a size 22-24 in dresses.
Okay. Okay, so it's safe to say you are a big girl. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
It's a major lag on your end. Because I can hear you just fine in real time, but it's taking a minute for it to get to you.
That's radio, hon. So.
Okay.
Okay. So my question to you is, as a woman, now, what's your nationality? Just to be clear, we want to make sure we keep racial lines there.
I'm Puerto Rican and Black. Did you get that?
Yeah, we got it. We got it. We just when you hear it, when you hear the response, you're good. Just relax on the lag. It'll be fine. Okay, so you're Puerto Rican and Black. No, so let us know, as a big girl, I mean, have you always been big? Was this like a post-high school thing? Let us know, were you always big or not really?
I've always been big. I've been big girl since I was born. I was always chunky. I was always the big one. I was always the little cute chubby one. So I've always been big. Never been
skinny. All right. Lex, when you because of the lag, when you hear the question, you gotta wait a second, okay?
Okay. Okay. Did you need me to repeat my answer?
All right, so Lex, tell us in regards to dating, have guys dated you because of your physical attributes or because of you the person? Or well, I guess that's a bad question. What's the percentage of guys you think dated you because you were a big girl as opposed to being Lex, the smart, beautiful individual that you are?
Well, I never actually dated or had in the dating scene had anybody that was just interested just because I was a big girl. They've always been into me because of my personality and because of who I am, and that's about it. I've never had to deal with anybody dating me for an experience or for just to see what being with a big girl is like. I never actually had to deal with that. I've always been with people who wanted to be with me for me.
Okay, and have you run into a situation that, and again, like, when you, the lag is going to get you a little bit here, just don't worry, it's internet, don't worry about it. So don't answer the question, right away you'll hear the question come through your phone again with the lag. But again, my question is, though, that no one has ever said, oh, you're cute for a big girl, or you're cool for a big girl, or you're this kind of person for a big girl. Has that ever been someone's conversation with you at any point?
No, it really hasn't in my adult life. I've dealt with that when I was a child, and that was mostly through ignorant family members of, like, married family members that were married into the family, and that was only, like, one or two people. But mostly in my adult life, I've never actually dealt with that at all. You know, I've always been where if they see me, it's, oh, hi, how you doing? You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You know, let me talk to you, whatever. I never actually had to had I never had that experience where somebody just said, oh, I'm cute or I'm beautiful for a big girl. You know, I never had to deal with that.
Gotcha. So, a question I have for you is like in career wise, have you seen or have you think that your weight has held you back from career opportunities because you're like a big girl? So, let's say you're a waitress or something like that along those lines. Has you not been able to get good tables? Or let's say, you know, have you think you've been declined for jobs during the interview process because you're a big girl? Or do you feel like any of those things have ever affected you? And like I said, there will be a lag. So give it a second to answer the question so you hear the lag part. So we ain't talking over each other. So give it a second.
Okay. Well, in my career, in as far as career wise, I never actually had somebody tell me that I've lost a position or I couldn't get certain service or anything because of my size, but I know me, I've worked retail most of my life and it has affected my job in certain things because certain things I wasn't able to do, or I should say they wouldn't let me do because they thought my limitations wasn't up to the task. So it has affected my career in the past, it has. And a little bit now, but that's another subject.
Okay. Now, in regards to let's say family, have you do you think family or maybe I'm not wait, first do you have brothers and sisters or yes or no? Hello?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have two brothers and I have three sisters.
Okay. So, have they treated you differently? Because I mean, are you the big, and I mean physically, are you the big sister, or are you, you know, or are you the big person out of your family? Are you the big one, or is everyone big?
I am the oldest and I am the biggest out of both sides of all my brothers and sisters. So yes, I'm the big one, but I've never been treated differently because of it. I think that they try to protect me more and try to look out for me more, even though I'm the oldest. I was their protector. So my size to them was never an issue with my brothers and sisters.
Okay, I see that here. So now, in regards to dating, do you date guys who are bigger than you, or do you date guys who are smaller? What is your dating type? And I'm only asking you, what is your dating type? Or we'll get into the other things in a second here, but what is your dating type? Because you're a big girl, does it affect your dating type or not as much?
Well, I have dated all sizes, but my preference is big guys. I feel safer with big guys. I'm more attracted to bigger individuals than I am smaller individuals.
Is there now I've seen this in and I just want to ask this, I want to ask this question. Is there a sexual difference between a skinny guy and a big guy?
For me, there is. Sexually, I feel I have more fun with a bigger guy. I feel that bigger guys can handle me more than a skinnier guy. and that's just personal experience. Sometimes I feel that skinnier gentlemen feel that they have something to prove with the big girl sometimes, and with the big guy is just whatever goes, whatever goes. We have fun. Seem like I don't, you know, I have more fun with the big guy than I do with the skinny guy.
I got you. Now, this is the kind of person. This is a kind of a personal question, but I'll ask it. So, is there a distinct size in the equipment difference between a big guy and a small guy, or is it just regular like any other guy would be? So there are small ones, there are big ones. Has there been one or the other? Like, have the skinny guys you dealt with been bigger in certain areas, or are big guys kind of big guys in certain areas?
In my experience, it depends on the individual. You know, I've ran
Okay, which is
across
universal.
any.
Now that's universal, Lexus,
Yes.
just so you know, that's universal.
I know it's universal, but let me explain where I'm getting at. I've dealt with skinny guys that had small equipment. I dealt with skinny guys that have big equipment. I dealt with big guys that have small equipment. And I dealt with big guys that have big equipment. It really depends on the individual. So I don't really judge on that. As long as they know what they're, this, you know, I know this is library, so excuse me for this, but as long as they know what they're doing with the equipment that they have, then I don't have a problem.
So the motion in the ocean makes more sense. I get it. Question. So like now I'm not sure if you online date, but I gotta ask this because a lot of our listeners do online date. As a big girl, does it put you kind of do you feel vulnerable when you online date? I mean, again, they don't know you, they just see the photos. So as a big girl, I guess what is your online dating? What is your method? I mean, because a lot of dudes say, hey, she only take pics from the face up. Because they don't want to show their body. And so my question is, when you online date, if you do online date, and if you're not, that's fine. But if you do online date, does some of the does your photos, do you feel a certain way about your photos? Is there a certain thing you want to do or portray in your photos in the event that you do online date?
Okay, that's a loaded question. So give me a second to answer. First,
Take your time.
I really haven't done a lot of online dating. I've met a lot of people online, but I haven't really done a lot of online dating. But my pictures are of whatever I feel like posting. I've done face shots, I've done body shots, I've done back shots. You know, as far as showing whatever, because I'm proud of my body. And I'm proud of the way I look. At one time or another, I wasn't, but I still took full body pictures because my mother, even though my mother is 5 feet, you know, at the time before she got sick, a buck 10, soaking wet, and she's always raised me with the confidence to be proud of who I was. My grandparents were big. My dad was big at one point, so I've always had the confidence in myself to show what I have. I've never been ashamed of my body. You know, I don't mind showing my love handles. I don't mind showing my belly rolls. I don't mind it at all because somebody's gonna love me for me. And if somebody comes at me online with, oh well, you know, I've never had experience with a big girl, is move on to the next because I don't go that route. If you don't like me for me, then you don't need to be talking to me. You see what I'm saying? So even in person and online, I stay the same. It doesn't change up with me. So what you see online is what you're going to get in person. Even and pictures with me, pictures actually make me look bigger than what I actually am. So they get a surprise when they see me. They're like, oh my God, you are so gorgeous, you know, and that's the way it is. So they sometimes expect a bigger girl when in pictures than, you know, than they actually get because sometimes the camera adds 10 pounds.
I see. Got you. I got you. Okay, so which is well said for yourself. Now, I got to ask you, because again, my listeners are diverse. So are you the fat friend, or are all your friends fat as well? Like, is your social circle kind of built the same? Like, question, have you built your social circle the same way you are, or not as much?
That's kind of, my social circle has changed over the years. So it's kind of like I've had a circle where I was the biggest one, and it didn't bother me. And I didn't have the circle where I'm actually the smallest one.
Okay.
And it didn't bother me, you know? So I don't really, you know, I really don't discriminate. But as of right now, a lot of my friends are around either the same size or a little bit smaller than me. Or a little bit, I can't even answer that because I have a diverse circle, you know. But mostly, as of right now, most of my friends are on the bigger side. Just because it seems like, I don't know, it's just what it is at this point. I'm getting older, and sometimes the skinnier ones kind of get on my nerves.
Oh, okay. Which leads to my next question. Do you get along? I mean, a lot of big girls don't get along with skinny girls. Are you one of those girls who don't get along with skinny? I mean, the conversation we're having comes from just life experience in general. So I'm not saying all big girls have an issue, and I'm not saying all skinny girls have an issue with big girls. But my question I'm going to pose to you as a big girl representative on my show is this. Do you get along with skinny girls? Have there been a skinny girl hate? Has there been a skinny girl issue ever in your life? Or do like big girls just make that up?
Okay. Me personally, as far, I don't have an issue with skinny girls. Okay. I you know, like I said before, I have a diverse friend profile. So I don't have a problem with skinny girls. When I was in school, skinny girls had a problem with me. So, and I used to get into some fights because the skinny girls were kind of mad that I get more attention than they did, and it goes from there. Yeah, you know, I don't have to explain the rest, but as of right now, I don't have a problem with skinny girls at all. You know, I love them to death. They, you know, they can eat all they want, and they just, you know, they have a high metabolism. Some of them are just, you know, they stay skinny by choice. So, it's, you know, that's more of a personal preference. I don't use that against them. I don't have a problem with it. So, you know, it's just the ones that I've had some acquaintances around me that might have a problem, and they try to, like, criticize at some point, but then I just cut them out. So as far as my true friends, no, I don't have a problem with it. As long as you're real with me, I'm real with you. I don't care what size you are. I don't care what color you are. If you're real, then you can be my friend. But if you're not and you fake, then you can move around.
Gotcha. So, but that's universal around amongst most women. So, which is, and I want to know, in regards to your size, is there a thought process that's different, I guess, than someone who? Because I'm not saying you're not confident. But what my question is, though, is that has there ever been a time where you weren't confident in the size that you were? Or the size that you were made you feel a certain kind of way about yourself. Have you ever had that or not as much? And again, this question is to help people who maybe have a body issue. I want to know if you had a personal issue and how did you got through it?
Okay. My issue, I think at one point when I was younger, I had, you know, a little bit of body issues because I was the biggest one, but, you know, I've worked through those. But in my adult life, where a lot of women are running into problems these days, the only time I actually had a problem, I reached over 400 pounds once.
Okay.
That's when I really started having body issues, you know, you know, confidence issues just because health-wise, my health was declining. And that's where it became a problem. It wasn't because I wasn't confident in my looks or anything. It was because it was affecting my health and I couldn't do what I wanted to do. You know, I ended up having an accident to where I had to have two knee surgeries. I was on a pre-diabetic and I looked in the mirror and a lot of times what a lot of women realize when they're pre-diabetic, your sugar rises and you can get dark, like dark marks across your face. And when I started seeing that in my face, that's when I had a problem. When I started seeing my face blowing up is when I started having a problem. When I started feeling less confident about my body when I was that big, that's when I had a problem with myself. And I got really depressed at one point. And it took a lot. I don't want to get into what actually made me turn it around, but because that's a little bit more personal, and we're on live radio. So, but what I did is I cut out soda and I dropped 20 pounds. I cut out fast food and I dropped 25 pounds. And all I did was go back to eating the way that I, you know, the way that I've always ate to keep my weight to where it was at. And I've never been happier. You know, my weight fluctuates. Every woman's weight fluctuates. But with me, I've always been mostly confident in my body until I reached that weight. So as of right now, you know, then I had bad body image issues because of my health and the way it was affecting my health. If it didn't start affecting my health, I probably would have been happy at 500 pounds. But when it started affecting my health is when it became a problem for me.
Gotcha. I see. So you saying kind of a health scare kind of put you back on track to be the woman that you are in front of us today. Is that correct? Is that safe to say that?
Yes, it is safe to say that. With the health scares that I, you know, I'm still suffering with them, you know, but it's not the way it was. I'm no longer pre-diabetic. My sugars are normal. Everything, all my levels are normal. But the only thing about it is with the weight that I had, I developed arthritis because of other issues with my knee and my accident. So that's the one thing that I'm dealing with now that because of the weight is still a little bit of a problem. But it doesn't affect my body. You know, it doesn't affect my confidence. It doesn't affect my body image because I know I'm a beautiful woman. And I know that I'm confident in what I am and who I am. And nobody can tell me or say or do anything to me to make me change that.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, right. Gotcha. All right, we're gonna take a small break right now. Give Alexis a second here. I'm gonna take a small break. We'll be back at y'all after this song. All right, 1 second. All right. Like I said, we're doing the episode here of The Big Beautiful Woman, The Big Beautiful Guy. Like I said, we'll get a guy's opinion. Tomorrow's episode will actually be about a guy. I have a guy on the same show. So relax, women. I know y'all, we on your way today. Tomorrow, I have a show about guys here as well. So, Miss Alexis, give us your role model here. Hello? Alexis, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Do you have a role model? I mean, a lot of big girls and a lot of, you know, people look up to certain people. Anybody's style you like in regards to a big girl? Who represents for you as a person, as a woman, what celebrity or music star or who represents for you, or it could be a regular person, who represents for you as far as, like, style and grace and attitude? Who represents beautiful women the best from you?
I really don't have too many role models as far as that is concerned. The one that I really like as far as their confidence is Queen Latifah and Pam Grier. When Pam Grier got, actually, even when she was skinnier and when she was bigger, you know, both of them embody their confidence so well, and I admire that in them. But those are really my really two. I don't really look up to any real big girl models or superstars or anything like that. I've always been more just me. I just admire them for their confidence, you know?
Queen Latifah, okay. I have to ask this question though, because I know the men want to know. Like, when did you get boobs? Was it like early? Was it late? When did you get boobs? Like 12, 14, 19? I'm on some anti-pedophile shit, just so y'all know. But I want to know, when did you get boobs?
Honestly, I don't remember. I was young. I had boobs before I got my first monthly thingy. So it had to have been around when I actually really started showing, was some real boobs, not no child shit. It was, you know, real boobs. It was like 10. And then I was wearing, by the age of 12, I was wearing my mother's size bras, and she was a 36C. And by the time I hit middle school, by sixth grade, I was 42 double D. So I kind of shot up really quick in that area. And they never went down.
Okay. All right. Now I got a question. This is a yes or no question. All right. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so like, there's a myth that big girls are freakier than the skinny girls. Is this true?
Yes.
Big girls are freakier than smaller girls?
Definitely.
Gotcha. Well, if you have some advice to a 13-year-old girl who has some body and be a young woman, what would they be? What would your advice be?
For the 13-year-olds and for the teenagers that have body issues.
These days of social network and things like that, she has body issues. What advice would you give a 13-year-old girl who felt some kind of way about herself?
My advice, stop listening to the radio. Stop looking on Facebook. Stop comparing yourself with all the other people in here and look in the mirror at yourself. No matter what size you are beautiful inside and out. And comparing yourself to somebody else will never, ever work. You have to be you. You have to be you. You can't compare yourself with anybody else out here because you can only be you.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, I guess do you my listeners have to know who they're talking to, not really who they're talking to, but they want to know your Instagram. They might want to talk to you. You might get a love connection. The show is all about creating the dialogue between two human people, being people. So, where can people find you?
Well, right now my Instagram is cut off, but you can find me. My name is Alexis Miss Gems Crespo on Facebook, and it's too long to spell, but I'm easy to find. You can see my big old smile and my glasses when you pull it up. So that's where you can find me on Facebook. I'm easy to contact on there.
And just a question, are you single? Just for some people out there, are you single? Are you taking applications, or are you waiting on somebody out of jail? What's your status here?
I am single, but I'm currently not looking for anybody but friends. I'm not looking to get any into anything serious. But I am single and I am willing to talk.
Wonder why they hit you up because you're a big woman. Is that correct?
If they hit me up because I'm a big, just because I'm a big woman, and that, they're fascinated with big women, they want to try something and experience, do not hit me up. That's one thing I don't like. I'm not an experiment. I'm not something for you just to try. So if you don't hit me up just to get to know me, then don't bother hitting my inbox at all.
Okay. Thank you here, Ms. Crespo. You know what? Bring out your insight. And again, we want you to make sure that everything that you go through and expected in the same way. Thank you for your open opinion, your open honesty about work and things like that, and also your struggle with the health problem. We want to make sure that God bless you with the best. We want to, from the Breezy Show, we want to make sure that we tell you that we love you. You take care, and you have a decent evening, okay?
You too, Mr. Breezy. You have a good night.
Good night. All right, caller, we'll be ending the call in 3, 2, 1. So there you have it, people. Like I said, some of the questions I have for someone who wanted to talk about big, beautiful women issues, some of the fight they go through. As y'all can see, man, it's just a confidence issue with most people. She wasn't not confident, but her word was be confident. Don't look at Facebook, don't look at Instagram and what you think you see, but look at the person you are and take it into consideration, which is great advice. I mean, I do this show for people, and I have this topic because I want to get people who don't normally have a voice. And as a guy who's big myself, I believe there have been comedy roles or movie roles that have been looked over because I'm a big guy. And maybe if it can be true or not true, it does creep into your mind and into your psyche. And so to the people out there who are bigger people, I want y'all to know that, man, you guys contribute to this earth just like everybody else. I mean, so I want to make sure that those things are known and those things are taken care of here. Again, like I said, our next episode, we'll be having a guy kind of answer to some of the same questions that I asked Ms. Lexis here, and some of the same things that I've asked to kind of get a guy's perspective on this whole situation. And then our third episode will be bringing those two together, and just hearing the dialogue between two people who live a different or have a kind of a plight. And again, being big in America has always been a taboo situation. It's always been sort of a negative, and we want to bring light to that situation. We want to bring a positive spin to that. And so I thank my listeners tonight for listening. I thank Ms. Lexis for being transparent with her opinions and with her views about being a big girl. And like Breezy said, man, it's always easy when it comes to funny man Breezy. Y'all take care. Y'all have a good night. And thank y'all for tuning in. Peace out.